News in Bahrain now. One protester has been killed in clashes between police and anti-government protesters. Eyewitnesses say a 22-year-old protester died of bullet wounds in his back. Another demonstrator is said to be in critical condition with a fractured skull. Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse demonstrators in Shia villages around the capital, Manama. Some 30 protesters have been injured. Bahrain's majority Shia community complains of systematic discrimination by the ruling Al Khalifa family. Emboldened by the revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt, the protesters say they want a new constitution, an elected premier, and the release of all political prisoners. To discuss the recent events in Bahrain, I'm joined by Ali Al Ahmed. He is the director of IGA on the phone from Washington. Where is the situation headed in Bahrain? Will it be a next in line after Egypt, Ali Al Ahmed?
Well, it is too early to say, but Bahrain has been simmering under a veil of anger and a contempt for the ruling Al-Khalifa, who have stolen the country of Bahrain, its future, its wealth, and its freedom. Bahrain is one of the most corrupt, oppressive regimes in the Gulf. So it is a strong candidate for revolution. It has been for years. So let's hope that the people of Bahrain will push hard, and they will get there if they continue and they endure like the people of Egypt and the Tunisian people.
Of course, one thing that has been common during the protests in Tunisia and Egypt and now Bahrain is that instead of taking in reforms, Ali Al Ahmed, the governments resort to violence, including in Bahrain. Why do you think that is?
The government of Bahrain is supported by other countries, such as the United States, which gives aid. There are similarities between Egypt and Bahrain in this way, that Bahrain receives aid from the American government. And there is a huge naval base in Bahrain that was given by the ruling family there. And this is one of the reasons that the American government has been supporting clearly the monarchy in Bahrain. And in addition, Saudi Arabia has been also supporting the monarchy in Bahrain because they are worried about their own population rising and imitating the people of Bahrain or the people of Egypt. So the Bahraini government itself is weak. If it was not supported by the United States and the Saudi monarchy, it will not take a few days for it to flee.
Okay, many thanks. Ali Al Ahmed, director of IGA in Washington.